welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and lovely white smiles. And that's with thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we've seen the results. Ding! And it really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. You can get Colgate Max White Ultra in Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide.
And all of this season, we want you to share your reasons to smile. So send them in to us and we will read them out. Like Soul Sister Stephanie, who got in touch this week and says, I'm loving this season of Soul Sisters. I've been a Colgate Max White Ultra super fan since you started recommending it a few seasons back. I had my first baby recently, so I'm trying to get my pink back, as they say. This has taken the form of a weekly face mask, foot spa, and long toothbrushing sessions with Colgate Max White Ultra. I love it. Thank you, Stephanie. They're exactly the type of reviews we are looking for. So if you're using Colgate Max White Ultra and you're loving it, make sure to get in touch this week. Welcome to a new episode of Soul Sisters. Claire, how are you this week?
I am really, really good this week. I have a second show with Zoe Ball under my belt, so I'm breathing a little deeper. My new job is becoming ever so slightly normal. And also big thanks to you and to all the Soul Sisters for some really lovely comments in my DMs this week after last week's show.
If you haven't listened to last week's show yet, go back and listen to it. It is, I believe, the best episode of Soul Sisters ever recorded. We called it Claire's episode, and I was out with some Soul Sisters at Run Club on Saturday, and one of them said they've listened multiple times, and me too. You were absolutely incredible on it, Claire. So thank you from all of us for all that you brought to it.
Oh, well, that's a huge compliment. And what I love about Soul Sisters and what we do season in, season out is just share the darkest, sometimes most difficult times in our lives. And what always happens in such a beautiful circular motion is that as soon as you share something like that, that you feel is heavy and dark and difficult and a burden, so many people come back and mirror and reflect back to you the power of vulnerability, but also a Me Too moment. So many Soul Sisters have said to me in my DMs this week, having a real crisis of confidence in my career at the moment, have limiting beliefs that I know have been there since my school days and I've never addressed, have really needed to hear the conversation you girls had last week. Like, just the perfect moment for me to actually look in the mirror and say, I need to cry. I need to cry out old relationships and old sadnesses that I have not yet exercised from my body.
Yeah, such a good tip. And I love the way we all figure it out together and then move forward. So I was in London this week. I got off the plane from Tenerife, and then 24 hours later, I was on my way to London, and I was there with a vino. It was so gorgeous. We went to this Maison de Vino in Kensington, and it was this house that was full of Aveeno products, and it was amazing people. And I just loved the connection of five of us who had never met before going on this trip together. It was so nice. But afterwards, we had an hour's free time after the incredible event. So I was there with Brel Pure and Rebecca, who owns the company, was like, you have an hour's free time now before the car has come to bring us to the airport. So I was like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to knock on Claire's door. I'm going to get a train to Tooting and I'm just going to knock on her door and say surprise. And then I put it into Google Maps and you were 37 minutes away from me.
And you realised how big and sprawling London is, eh?
Yeah.
And actually, was it Thursday you said you were there?
Yeah, it was Thursday at 3 o'clock.
Well, Jesus, just as well you didn't call at me door because I was in work. I was in... I was actually probably only about 20 minutes from you because I was in Oxford Street and you were in Kensington. So there you go.
Oh, for God's sake. Next time, we'll plan it better. So actually, after our conversation last week, I was kind of thinking about certain things going on in my life. And it struck me this week. So I don't know about the rest of the Soul Sisters, okay? So, you know, the way we speak about like a big T and a small T in terms of trauma. So big traumas and small traumas. And I think sometimes we're so focused on trauma that we sometimes minimize other things that are going on in our lives that is nothing to do with trauma. So just to give you an example, and just to be totally open and honest about a feeling I was having this week. So a couple of months ago, a job came up for me, a job opportunity. And this would have been so perfect for me. It's a brand that I love. And the campaign was gorgeous and it was just lovely people and just an instant yes. Now, as life works, something clashed with this job. And so both parties, we all had to move in a different direction, which was away from each other. And the campaign went live recently and I was watching it from afar and so disappointed. And I suppose what I was thinking of in terms of the big T and the small T is that you can have a big D and a small T. And when we talk about small Ds on Soul Sisters, we're actually talking about small disappointments. And when we use the aubergine emoji, we're actually talking about aubergines. But it got me thinking this week. So just to give you an example of how it was coming up for me, like the disappointment, right? So I saw something online and it was like, oh, I really wanted to be a part of that. And I was making a coffee for myself and Jamie, right? So I had my back to him. I was standing at the coffee machine and I was like, I actually felt like, oh, just so sad about it. And Jamie said something to me and I snapped at him. Okay, so it came out, I just went bah, 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 like that. And he was like, Jesus, what's wrong with you? And I was like, nothing. Instead of in that moment saying, this is actually sorry for snapping at you, that has absolutely nothing to do with you. And to take the opportunity to be vulnerable and actually say to him, like, I'm so disappointed, I've just seen something and I really wanted to be a part of it. And I just moved on. So when you were talking last week about having the cry and letting it out, I was like, maybe this is something that I need to actually acknowledge and address and cry about. Now, because I am one of the lucky people who survived cancer, and I'm sure loads of the Soul Sisters out there feel so grateful for every minute, so grateful for our lives, the people in our lives, whether that's our mates, our partner, our kids, that we often minimize our own disappointments because we feel like we should be grateful to be alive, to be breathing, to have what we have. So what are we actually brushing under the carpet that we're not processing?
That's huge. Just want to take a moment for that coffee making incident with Jamie. Like, that is so common when there's an opportunity, like a sliding doors moment where you can just turn around and be like, I've just seen something and I'm so upset about it. But then, see, anger and defensiveness is a lid on sadness. That's all it is. So when people are angry, like when there's anger out there and we're in the age of outrage. So the world is angry. And why is the world angry? Because the world is a mirror of us internally. So we're all angry. And actually, we're just all really sad, but we don't know how to tell each other that. Because a couple of things going on here. A, we don't trust each other to hold each other in that sadness moment because we don't do it enough.
Because I think, like, how many small disappointments happen to us all day, every day, like the friend who might have let you down for a coffee or just the small ones. Like the big disappointments could be like a redundancy or your partner cheating on you. Like they're the big life changing disappointments. But the smaller day to day ones, I think we just get on with things. You know, for the sake of everyone else, we think it's better to just not talk about it, move on, be strong, put on a brave face. And something really interesting happened. I was at an event yesterday. It was at a gorgeous Breast Cancer Ireland event. And someone mentioned something to do with this job. And I nearly started crying. And I was like, it's not even that much of a big deal. But because I didn't deal with it properly at the time, it's coming up for me. Is this why we cry in meetings? Like, because we're just suppressing certain things and then it hits you when you're least expecting it.
Here's something else that struck me about this. So this little D disappointment happened and you're trying to process it and you're just like, and it's the signposts are there, you know, that moment, the fact that that conversation happened at that table, no coincidence, little nudges, the universe is trying to say to you, process this. But the reason we may struggle in moments like this to deal with little D's is because all the little D's all the way back to when we were small. So if you have not been processing disappointments all the way along, imagine you're filling up your torso up, 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 and you'll end up blowing your top over what is quite an insignificant thing, but it's because of all the other disappointments that you never acknowledged.
Yeah. So what do we do? So say something comes along and you're really disappointed. What do we do in that moment?
Absolutely call it out. I know it's difficult, particularly if you're not in the habit of doing it. And if you can't go to a partner or someone close by, there has to be someone in your life you can be honest with about it. Mm. And you can say, I am so disappointed. That will help you when you put words on it like that. That's the first step. The next step then is, do you write it down? Do you write out? And I mean, call it out. Like, I'm so sad that won't be me. Like, try and name all of the symptoms that are part of this.
Yeah. And just to say, like, myself and Jamie had already had the conversation about the disappointment. So maybe I felt like that I should have been over it by then, that it shouldn't be coming up again for me. And that's why I was kind of silently making the coffee, because I was like, God, like, cop on.
And that's the thing. Look, I have to say, this week, thinking back on the conversation we had last episode, I was like, now that's it. I have to be a happy version of myself. These soul sisters don't need to be listening to any more sadness or any sort of, you know, a sadder version of me. They need a happier version of me. And I was like, no, Claire, it takes as long as it takes. We don't give ourselves that time. You need to give yourself, you need to commit to you and say, for as long as it takes for me to get rid of this feeling, this sadness, I'm going to do it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to lean into it. Like, every time I feel it hit or come up, I'm going to acknowledge it.
I love, obviously, telling someone. I love writing it down. I think that's what I didn't do. I'm going to do that. I'm going to write it down. And obviously, the way I look at the world, I will always know that the universe has my back. So I suppose, in a way, how I have been dealing with disappointment, like over the last 7 years when it's come up, is that I've always said to myself, there's a reason for this. There's a reason I'm on a different path, or it's going to come around again when I really need it. And I have this unbelievable trust. But I suppose I was skipping a little step there to get to that point, and therefore suppressing the little D's.
Yeah, don't skip the moment. Like we talked about last week, you know, sweating gets rid of toxins in the body. Tears gets rid of the emotional sadness that stays in the body. Acknowledging how you feel in a moment. And also, by the way, this is another thing. Doing that, acknowledging how you feel and moving through it is so beneficial for the people around you, for your kids, isn't it?
But do you know why? Like, what you're saying is so true. And it's exactly nearly the same conversation we were having last week. It's just dealing with, I suppose, a different... You were dealing with a big D last week. I'm now dealing with a small D. But it becomes your chemistry, what you're holding inside. Like, every part of you, who you are, how you deal with things, how you show up every day for other people, for yourself. Are you projecting anger and resentment and sadness? Or are you showing up as... what would the word be? Not like a cleansed version of yourself, but like a fully functioning. What's the word?
Like a sanitized version of yourself, I suppose. Like a
full, like how you're supposed to function.
A whole, the whole version of you, the proper functioning version of you.
So I'm going to write some stuff down. Thank you for that. And I just felt like... I think because we had that conversation last week, that I was able to even recognize that that's how I was feeling. And that's a gift.
So I told you I got my IKEA Packs wardrobe. And it's an absolute beauty of a thing. It's huge and it's full of all my clothes and it's full of all my shoes and I'm delighted with it. But the problem was this weekend that I was left with the rail that all my clothes were on for the last 5 years. So big clothes rail just sitting in the middle of my lounge. So annoying. Like, just sitting there. I was moving it from place to place. And then I was like, right, I tried several times to take it apart. Like, really tried. It was very easy to put together years ago and I just couldn't. And for some reason, I didn't ask for help. I have many neighbours in this building who would have been willing, like particularly men, who would have loved to work it out with me and help me take it apart, and then I would have put it outside. Anyway, I didn't ask for help. And I started trying to think of ways to get it out the front. Now, the reason I was trying to think of ways to get it out the front is because it was so big and my one bed flat is narrow enough in the hallway so that when I tried to turn the corner to get it out the front door, no dice.
Oh, God, did you throw it off your balcony? Did you? You did.
So the next thing I decided to do was launch it off the balcony.
We know each other so well.
So I was thinking about this and I was like, right, when am I going to do this so that I can get away with it without my neighbours seeing?
The dead of the night.
The dead of the night, right? So then I was like, right, I'm going to set an alarm for the dead of the night and I'm going to do it in the middle of the night. And then I was like, no, fuck it, I can't. Because then what will actually happen is somebody will hear me and then they'll think it's criminal activity. And before I know it, the police will be here. So I got up at maybe 7 o'clock Sunday morning and I was like, right, what I'm going to do now is get dressed and I'm just going to launch it really quickly and then leg it out the front, grab it and bring it around. Now there's grass, out the, at the back of my building. And there's two lads who live below me who are brothers, probably in their 50s to 60s. And they're fond of a drink and they love, you know, Saturday night in watching telly, having drinks. So I said, they're still asleep. There's a new lady who's just moved in next door to them, down to the left of me. So I'm on the first floor. She is, I would say, was wide awake. So I tried to launch it away from her. As much as you can, like away from her window, out into the middle of the grass. So I did it. Boom. Yes. Went, ran around the flat looking for my shoes, threw on my shoes, running down the stairs, right in the corner. Beep, beep. Uh-oh. WhatsApp building. I'm telling you, this was a matter of minutes. Let me just check. Bernie House and a picture of... A picture of my clothes rail on the grass and somebody saying, does this belong to anybody? And a picture of it. Look at the picture.
Stop.
Look. I'm like, shit. So anyway, Vivian, who lives upstairs, had seen it. And I was like, oh, that's mine. Actually, sorry. I decided I'd launch it off the balcony because I couldn't fit it out the front door. And then they all come back laughing, laughing emoji. She was like, oh, that's grand. I just thought maybe the wind blew it off your mouth.
God, that would have been such a better way to own up to it. Oh, a gust of wind just came.
Gust of wind. Oh, my God. So there you go. What's the moral of that story? Ask for help.
It's like a polite way of saying, what the hell just landed?
Exactly. What are you up to at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning?
I'll tell you a story about our where we live. Somebody put up white, all I can call it is like tape, but like fencing. And Jamie painted the side of it, which was facing into our garden, brown, so that you couldn't see it. And then the person who put it up rang Jamie and said, Jamie, did you see anyone in my field with a paintbrush? As in, I know you painted that.
Hang on. It was your side of the fence, so they couldn't even see it, really, unless they looked.
Mm-hmm.
People are mad sometimes, aren't they?
So where did it go from its journey on the lawn?
So I picked it up and wheeled it around out the front. I left it there. I went, where did I go yesterday? Must have gone to the gym or something. I was gone for maybe 90 minutes, 2 hours, came back, gone.
Happy days. So you just put it out there and hopefully someone comes along and takes it.
It's an absolute cultural phenomenon over here. I don't think we did it as much over in Ireland. Over here, it's particularly in London, people just put whatever they have that's, you know, of merchantable quality that they just wanted to move on. Anything they have, they just put it outside. And sometimes they leave a note that says free to a good home. Most of the time, they just stick it outside. Within a couple of hours, gone.
Your couches, your wardrobes, your husbands. Huge thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know Colgate Max White Ultra is the only brand that targets both surface stains and deep stains? That makes the technology in Ultra even more unique. It's backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, and we can guarantee that too. Whitening your teeth in just 3 days. So, Claire, what was your reason to smile this week?
Well, I obviously am at a period in my life where first impressions are being made on the daily. I'm also someone who enjoys builder's tea. And I've seen the stains. I've seen the impact of a really strong cup of tea on my teeth. So, of course, as I was getting ready to go in and meet new colleagues, new bosses, new presenter, my Colgate Max White Ultra was the one thing that I knew. Give it 3 days and you'll be happy as Larry. I'm sure I was.
It's such a good point. Get your Colgate Max White Ultra out. If you've got a wedding this summer, we're in communion season, confirmation season. forget about the outfits and the fancy hairdos. You just show up with white teeth and that's all you need. So thanks, Colgate, for helping us and our soul sisters feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where we want to smile like we mean it. Now, speaking of builders' tea stains on your teeth, a couple of weeks ago, I made Victoria Beckham's anti-inflammatory shots, and whoo! So the recipe is from her rumored nutritionist. So that was the recipe that I went for because that's the one that apparently she uses. And my God, there's some kick off it, but also so much turmeric that you need to be using your Colgate Max White Ultra when you're drinking that every day.
It's true. It's turmeric is unbelievable. It's like the stuff that comes off lilies, like the stain all over my hands, all over my wooden spoon is ruined from it.
Well, do you know what to do with that wooden spoon? Throw it off the balcony. What else can I throw off my balcony? Okay, so obviously we are 4 episodes into Soul Sisters and I have not told you what's in season. Shame on me.
Aside from us, what else is in season?
Yeah. So it's May. It's a new month. Is it May? It's nearly the end of May.
It's nearly the end of May.
So we've got cabbage, all my favourites, cabbage, cucumber, mushrooms, peppers, scallions, strawberries, tomatoes, all the lovely fresh summer stuff. Mm-hmm. So this week, a couple of weeks ago, I made Victoria Beckham's anti-inflammatory shot. This week, this has been something that I've wanted to make for so long. I see the videos on Instagram and I'm like, I would adore to eat that, but it looks a little bit complicated. So I've never gotten around to actually making it. So it's cucumber rolls. Mm. So have you ever seen this? It's like, they're like little kind, it's like sushi, but instead of seaweed, it's cucumber. Yum. On the outside. So I'm going to make that this week. So look out for that recipe on my Instagram page. So there's going to be cucumber, white sticky rice, avocado, carrot, like lovely peppers and things. And that can be, we can swap our soup, our winter soup, for our cucumber rolls this summer.
Delicious. I'm using cucumber at the moment with tomato and red onion, and I'm putting it into, I have a small mini food processor and I whip them up into a kind of a salsa, and I put in some garlic, some olive oil, some salt, and then it's just like a nice, like fresh little salad side, I guess. Delicious.
So will we be seeing that on your Instagram page sometime soon? We want the content. I can't believe you launched something off your balcony and didn't record it.
I never even thought about recording it. I so should have. I should even just post the picture and just be like, that's what I'll do this week. I'll post the picture as a, here, if you want to know what this is all about. Listen,
you're not going to do that. Okay, so let's go into recommends. What do you have for me this week?
Right, I have 2 recommends for you this week, but I want to give a shout out to one of our soul sisters, Julie Kennedy Fogarty.
Yes.
Julie has a PhD in economics and nearly 20 years of experience in industry and academia. She's taken a creative leap into the world of children's literature. Now, Julie is fairly busy in her life already because she's living with her husband and 4 children in the Irish countryside. So not only has she got a career in academia, but she's decided, while minding her 4 kids, probably inspired by them, to write some kids' books. And well, Reuben's Hunt for a Home. Look at Reuben. He's a little frog. And this is the sweetest little picture book. When Reuben the Frog's beloved home dries up under a blazing sun, he sets off on a journey to find a new one. So sweet. Wow. This is the first of many books that Julie is going to release, but just wanted to give her a mention. It's available now. You can get it on Amazon now. And just want to say congratulations to Julie. What a triumph.
Can we just get a round of applause for a soul sister following her dreams?
Yes.
I'm going to put the link for Julie's book in the show notes, and that's how we can support her by ordering this book and putting it into the hands of the soul sisters and this community. And if you're out there and you're listening and you want a little side hustle, this is your sign to go for it. Mm-hmm. Because the perfect opportunity will never come along. You just have to start. That's why I said to you last week, you need to start writing your book, Claire, because you're in the flow, and everything you were saying last week was just amazing. So when you feel that kind of creative spark, you just have to jump on
You're so right.
So my recommends this week is, Jesus, what is it? Oh yeah. So a couple of months ago, I was cleaning my windows. I know. And I was looking for a podcast. And now, because I'm in the kind of wellness, self-care industry, they're the podcasts that I'm just flat out listening to. But actually, I was growing a little bit fatigued at the time. It was just overkill.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm also a business owner. Why aren't I listening to marketing podcasts? So I found this podcast, and it's called How I Built This. And it's a Wondery podcast. So obviously it's brilliant. But every week they have a new business owner that speaks about how they created their business. And I was like, I need to just step away from the self-care and wellness podcast for a while and actually look at the other side of my business, which is obviously the side Jamie looks after. But I also need to grow my experience and knowledge in the marketing space as well. So
there you go. So that's what you're doing. I'm stunned into silence, because I'm going to recommend a podcast that's similar to this. And it's interesting that we are aligned in the same way at the moment. I need to be inspired by female entrepreneurs or thought leaders and speakers in the business space. Her name is Emma Greed, and she's from East London. Do you know what I love listening to? I love listening to women who are completely themselves but are massively successful, like girl bosses. So this girl, Emma Greed, has set up Skims with Kim, American Girl Jeans with Chloe.
Oh yeah.
And she's also gone into business with Chris. So she's in bed with the Kardashians, but she's so normal. She's just launched a podcast called Aspire. And her first episode was with your fave, Gwyneth Paltrow. And her second one was with a lady called Melody Hobson, What I Learned from My Business Hero. And I've just been listening to that one this morning. And it's just two women talking about how they do business in the best way possible.
Oh, I love it. That's such a great recommendation. Thank you so much for that.
Good focus, good tips, you know, how to balance your personal life with your professional life. Just really a good listen.
Okay, so that is it for this week. What's your plan for the week?
Oh, well, I'm going to be interviewing Angela Hartnett.
Oh, yes.
This week at our Women's Irish Network event on Thursday. So I'll be telling you all about that on the next episode. And it's Eurovision week. Not one inch of your face moved when I said that. Completely.
It feels I got a fresh round of Botox there, but Eurovision does nothing for me. Okay, brilliant. I'm just off the back of yesterday's Breast Cancer Ireland event. I just want to give a shout out to Miriam O'Callaghan, who was sitting at our table. Well, this is our table, okay? Miriam O'Callaghan, my mum, Nicola Haney, me, Lorraine Keane and her husband, Peter Devlin, who's a musician.
Yes.
And then we had Professor Arnie Hill and his wife, Gemma. And I was like, you could literally do a White Lotus type season on all of us, because we're so different. We came together. We kept saying we have the best table. We have the best table. But we were led by Miriam, who brought the most incredible energy. I have never met someone who is so herself. You know, the way you were saying there, you know, women who are successful and show up as themselves. She was our queen for the day and she just had the crack going. She was getting us into loads of photos, marching us out to the horse racing. Like everywhere we all went together. So we had a ball. It was amazing and for such a great cause. This week, I'm off to Killarney to run the Killarney Half on Saturday. Jamie told me this morning it's going to be 21 degrees and sunny in Killarney on Saturday. So he's like, you need to get yourself ready, hydrate, eat well, sleep well. I was like, thank you, Coach Jamie. So that's where I'll be. I'm going to Killarney for the weekend. Woo! I can't wait. Hope all the Soul Sisters have an amazing week. If you are launching anything off your balconies, please do so responsibly. And we'll catch you all next week.
I thought you were going to say, if you're launching anything, just let us know and we will give you a shout.
And thank you so much again to Colgate for sponsoring this season of Soul Sisters. Half price in Tesco until the 2nd of June.